Hello and welcome to Lifetime Uncorked, the podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love to hate-watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour up a glass of your favorite cocktail and join us. I am your host, Patrick Serrano, and my guests today are...
I am Drew Current.
And I am Sarah Carranza.
Sarah Carranza. Can you do the...
Sarah Carranza.
I'm not hearing
Carranza.
Sure. Okay, great.
He got the trill in there.
Yeah.
I got it.
You got it.
I know how to do it.
Sarah's back.
What?
Friend of the show. Very important. I had to have her on for this one because... Because
it's a truth universally acknowledged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's true. Yeah. And, you know, true. Well, before we get to the movie, Sarah...
What's
How
up?
Are you? It's so good to see you.
I am good. I am running on complete empty.
Yeah.
I went to the Theater Communications Group conference in Miami.
Ooh.
Got stuck for a little bit there because of storms and shit in Florida.
Okay. Cool. Were they cool storms?
They were scary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean by cool.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. The end of the world is kind of scary to me.
Hurricane season has started. Okay.
Yeah. No, definitely cool.
And I went to Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to Detroit. And then I drove back last night. And then I went to work this morning.
You crazy. And you watched a movie today.
Good thing you got that wine in front of you.
I know. You earned it.
That's
Cheers to you.
That's your fuel. That's the fuel.
Yeah. We'll do a fake clink.
Yeah, clink.
Okay, we really are drinking wine today because, you know, we deserve it. And you deserve it. If you want to drink some wine, you drink wine. If you don't drink, that's fine. Drink some water.
If you don't drink, I don't trust you.
I clink my water glass to you.
Treat yourself to a soda.
Treat yourself to a Coca-Cola.
Sparkling water.
Oh, yeah.
Or as they say in Atlanta, a Coke. No matter what soda you
That's right. Speaking of Atlanta, the movie we're covering today is Pride and Prejudice, Atlanta.
What?
Yes. So Lifetime is doing this thing.
Okay.
It's called Book to Screen. This is the first of the Book to Screen movies.
So adaptation? So it's called an adaptation?
No, it's called Book to Screen.
Okay.
Yeah, don't cheapen this, Drew.
Okay, sorry.
It's very edgy. So they're doing this for the summer because people, girls like to read in the summer. Is what marketing tells me.
Oh, okay.
You know, all the magazines are like summer beach reads. So this is Lifetime's version of
what
that.
What about like Winter by the Fire books?
Sure, but that's not this.
Man, I love
this is like, you know,
words for adapting a book to screenplay.
This is a very modern idea, okay?
Yeah,
they're taking books to screen.
Oh, okay.
You
so
heard
it's
of
different.
It?
It's different than adapting a book to screenplay.
But there's a caveat. It's to the TV screen.
Oh, yeah.
True.
To your big old 70-inch.
That's right.
Curved.
Ooh, yes.
Whoa.
Get that curve.
Flat screen.
So, you know, they're starting with a classic Pride and Prejudice, but they are going to be doing other ones. We're not covering them all because they look a little Hallmarky to me. And this is like a trend I've noticed on Lifetime
proper. I did write
proper.
A little note about Hallmarkiness and a little bit of this movie.
They're kind of...
Lifetime, what are you guys doing?
They're veering towards the Hallmarky side of things because they want to get that Hallmark money.
What are the other movies?
They're doing Very Valentine. They're doing...
I
can pull it up. They're doing Very Valentine. They're doing...
Moby Dick?
They're doing Moby Dick. yeah, that's it. That's the one.
They're doing iRobot.
No, they're all like Tempting Fate, To Have and To Hold, Family Pictures.
The Great Gatsby. Yeah.
They're all
that could work. That could work for Lifetime.
There's some death in there. Oh no, Greg Gatsby is a ton of stupid rich people drama.
Right,
absolutely.
Right.
I would also like to note this is my first Lifetime movie on Lifetime Uncorked.
Really?
I've only done Hallmark.
Wow.
Oh, that's right.
You've crossed over.
We've crossed over. There
well,
we go.
Because it's Pride and Prejudice, and I know you're the expert on Pride and Prejudice, so it's like Sarah's in on this one.
Oh, totes.
For sure. So okay, the movie stars, Drew. Get ready. Tiffany Hines. Juan Antonio.
Ooh, he's hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a good-looking man. That's a good-looking
All the men
man.
In this movie are pretty hot.
I mean, all the women are... I mean, everyone's...
everyone's hot. Rainey Branch, Jack A. Harry, and Reginald Val Johnson.
Yep.
So, if you don't know, Sarah,
Jackie Harris from Sister Sister.
I do know.
And from all the like 70s sitcoms, she was in
And Papa Bennett was in Family Matters.
Family Matters. That's right.
And Reginald Val Johnson was in Die Hard.
Yes, he was.
The first one.
And you know, he was looking good. I thought he might not be in good health because I haven't seen him in a long time.
Wait,
but
who did he play?
He was the Reverend.
He looks
Oh wait, that's like, the same guy.
Yeah.
I don't know names.
Dude looks
looks the same.
He has an age.
He hasn't changed at all.
Acting the same. It was
gray hair, maybe. But
you
like,
know exactly what you're getting.
Well, there's a scene, no hair.
Yeah, he doesn't need hair. No hair.
Yes. Great. So, okay, we'll jump into the...
Reggie.
We'll jump into the movie. Most people will know the plot of Pride and Prejudice. I do not, but I think I have a good grasp on it now, finally.
Yes.
After watching so many Hallmark adaptations of Pride and Prejudice where they just use the names Christmas at Pemberley Manor, if you recall.
Oh, I recall.
Love and Mr. Darcy, or whatever.
Darcy, anything
well, I'm with, loving this Mr. Darcy.
Yes. Well, they
anything
always have
with Darcy.
Darcy.
You got it.
Yeah. Hallmark does not understand Pride and Prejudice. Lifetime, I think, gets it.
They totes get it.
Okay. They get it.
Okay.
And thing
I think
to note,
you can tell what I'm going to say at the end of this.
Yes.
Okay.
Thing to note about a Lifetime movie that's different than a Hallmark, Sarah. All POC cast.
Oh, no. I noticed that right off the bat.
All POC.
I didn't notice. I don't see color.
Not a white person in this movie.
That's great.
They were at a party and they were getting some stink eye, but like
sure.
Not important.
They're there.
But they were like the accessory to the play.
Exactly.
Good.
Or the movie. That's Yes. We're not doing plays here.
We can do one if you'd like.
They just acknowledge that white people exist.
Yeah, they're like white people are in Atlanta too.
Yeah, cool.
That's great. Which is true.
There are white people in Atlanta. Yeah.
There are.
Turns out.
I've been there.
Turns out, boom, white people in Atlanta.
Actually got my hair cut at a barbershop in Atlanta.
Why?
Really good haircut.
Yeah.
I was there for an improv festival and...
Oh, okay, that makes more sense. I'm like, you fly to Atlanta to get your haircut? What kind of bougie are you?
Well, that's what I do. I just fly to Atlanta to get my
haircut.
Well,
me and Patrick actually go just to get our
That's right.
haircut.
I need to go back. Okay.
Well.
So we start out the movie and I'm already like, yes, this is amazing because Jack A. Harry, who I will only refer to as Jack A. Harry, she plays the matriarch of the family.
Okay, and I'll only refer to her as Mrs. Bennett.
Great. Mrs. Bennett or Jack A. Harry, they're the same person. The voiceover is giving a very sassy but clear breakdown of who everyone the fuck is. Because there's a lot of people in this movie.
And they don't cut any of the sisters. All five of them are there.
Which is very, okay,
yes. Great. So let me tell you how she breaks it down, okay? We're in a gospel church. Southern Gospel
Baptist.
I was feeling
it too.
Church. There's two new people that are coming into the church. There's an eligible bachelor. His name's Charles Bingley.
You got it.
And there is his sister, Caroline, played by Rudy Huxtable, who we will only call Rudy Huxtable and not her actual name because she supports Cosby, and I can't support that. Mm-hmm. I can't support that.
Rudy.
I'm sorry, Rudy. Yeah. You rude. You can't support Cosby now.
She's not the nicest character either, so it works, right?
She fit the character. Yeah, she's shady. So Jack A introduces them, and then she introduces her husband, who's the Reverend. She's like, that's my husband. Mm-hmm. Isn't he cute? And then she's
Reggie.
She's like, yes. She's He's like, adorable. And I also have five daughters. They're all eligible and, you know, ready
they
to,
need
get
to get
them
married
off, okay?
Yeah.
And she's like doing this all very sassily. So she has Lydia. She likes tattoos. She's a little edgy, okay? Think of it like a boy band.
Yeah.
We have Mary. She likes to read. Poor Mary. That's her only scene in the movie. Kitty is so gossipy. Oh, goodness.
Oh, no.
Jane is widowed and has a son.
That was a good change from the book, for sure. Mm-hmm. A cute little baby boy.
What happens in the book?
Nothing. She's not married.
Oh, she's not widowed?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
But
She
has a kid.
Not in the book.
In
the movie, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I like that, too, because I was like, oh, wonderful. Gotta have a widow.
It gave variety, for sure.
Yeah. And that actress commented on her Instagram. I think her name is
Rainy Branch.
So, Rainy Branch, thank you for commenting on our Instagram. And,
you're famous.
Yeah. And I really liked her in this movie. She did
she
a good
was
job.
So good.
So not just because she commented on my Instagram, but I'm saying like...
No, in my notes, I said she was really good.
Yeah, she's good. She had a lot to do. I was surprised. I don't know this movie, so I was like, which sister matters? You know? And then we have Lizzie. She's an activist, and she is not focused on love.
Or herself, because she likes to wear not high heels.
So of five sisters, Lydia, Mary, Kitty, Jean, Lizzie, who is the protagonist that you would predict?
The protagonist I would predict was probably, I'd say, wait, not Jane, maybe?
Okay.
Oh, no, sorry, not Jane. That's the wrong... There's a lot of names you just mentioned.
I know.
And I'm trying to look through.
Is it the one with tattoos? The one with the book?
IMDb. I'm Lydia.
Great. Okay, great.
Sure.
Yeah. I was hoping it was Kitty. I'm like, come on, Kitty. I want that gossipy one all up in this movie.
Because that's the part you would want to play.
It is.
Kitty's the only one, that Alexia Bailey, that doesn't have a picture on IMDb.
Well, that's me in the movie, basically. Yeah, if I was in a movie, I wouldn't have a picture.
Oh.
I will be on IMDb soon. More on that later.
Oh.
More on that later. So Lizzie actually is the protagonist. We were all wrong. She is protesting a strip mall being built in the town because she is trying to save the historical district.
Okay.
It's very like Hallmarky, this scene where she's like, save the buildings.
Save that building.
And there weren't that many people there with her.
She had like a sign she made like on a poster board with like a marker. And she's like not focused on getting a man. And she says to her family, they like have a family dinner. And this is like one of the main like things that keep coming back throughout the movie. The family always like sits down and has dinner, which I love.
That felt Hallmark to me.
Oh, you said protagonist.
Protagonist. What'd you think I said?
I don't know. I thought you were saying who's the villain.
Oh, you silly boy.
The antagonist.
That's an antagonist.
I'm a dumb dog.
Sorry, let me not use my smart terminology.
No, I know.
Too many syllables.
I was like, who do you think is the... I'm like, of course, Lizzie's... Yeah.
Okay. So Lizzie says, if a woman ain't happy alone, she won't be happy with a man. Okay.
Yes.
Which is so true. Mm-hmm. And Jack Kay's like, I don't care. You need to go on a date with somebody. This building developer guy, his name's Antoine, or the new guy at church, Charles.
God, what a lot
She's
of
like,
pressure.
Set up a date and get on it. She's like, all you other single daughters, y'all should be doing the same thing. But for some reason, she's really pushing Lizzie.
Yeah.
I wonder why. I don't know why. But she's like, we're going to have Sunday dinner. Like, just invite him over. And the Reverend Bennett, he's like...
Richie.
He's like, all right, daughters. We're going to the country club. We're all going to like meet this new Charles man. And
there's
one of
a party.
You guys is gonna
surprise.
Yeah. So they have a party. I don't know if it's a wedding or party or whatever. All the daughters are there to meet Mr.
Oh, you're right. It's a wedding.
I think it's a wedding. And... he shows up, Mr. Bingley, Charles, with his sister.
And the hottest Darcy alive.
Will Darcy.
Will Darcy.
Will Darcy comes in and they're just like hanging out. And he's on the terrace talking to Charles. So Will and Charles are talking. And they're like, oh, that Lizzie, she's an activist.
It wasn't Charles. It was Antoine Tibbett.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, and he's like, stay away from that person with the black and white
dress.
That makes
more sense because he would not like her because she's opposing his business.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
She's hiding behind a column.
Yeah, she's standing behind a column with a full glass of wine overhearing the whole conversation, them talking shit about her. And she's like, oh, this William Darcy, he's on my list because now he says I'm not good enough and I'm not his type. Okay, we'll see about that.
All right.
So Jack Kay is like inside the wedding, like reorganizing the nameplates so she can seat her daughters next to the eligible men, which was great.
MVP work right there.
And it actually works because Charles and Jane hit it off. So Jane's the widow with the son.
Mm-hmm. And he's like some sort of sports guy.
Yeah, he's like a pro golfer, I think, is what they said he was.
Okay.
And Lizzie is like more into her red wine than she is talking to Mr. Darcy.
Well, I would be too if he said I wasn't his type.
Yes. So she's like dancing with her friend and she's like, whatever, this guy sucks.
How is she not his type?
I don't know why
what
he said
he that.
Why
did he say that?
Like, he said she's not his type.
But you didn't even talk to her.
Yeah, just from what that other guy said, from the Antoine guy.
Oh, okay.
They're breezing through this. Okay. You know?
Okay.
But she goes to like get a drink because her
Stephanie Hines is beautiful,
stunning.
Yes,
they don't dress her like it at first.
Yeah, she's a little more like you know.
No, that's important.
Plain Jane. It is important.
Dudes don't care. Dudes don't care.
Right, I guess you're right. Dudes don't care. So she's going to get another drink. I think she gets a martini next because I'm like keeping track of her drinks because I want to be her. And she she bumps into Will Darcy and she's like, "Oh, I heard all the shit you said about me. I'm gonna get my drink and I'm gonna walk away."
Yeah. And, he's like, and she calls him out too because he's being he's running for Congress, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, "So what do you stand for?"
Oh, interesting. He's running for Congress.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And she's like, "You gotta like,
okay,
you know,
a cool little
well, because she's an activist, so
it.
She's like, "What do you think about this, this, and this?
School closings, blah blah blah." Blah, blah, blah.
And he's like, blah, 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 blah.
And she's like, "Not good enough."
Yeah, she's like, "Goodbye.
Bye.
Loser."
Yeah.
Which is great. so he apologizes and she's like, "Whatever, goodbye." So the next day, Jack Hay is still meddling in all her daughter's affair. Like any scene that Jack Hay is in, she is meddling. Okay, she's like
totally.
A meddling mother,
absolutely.
But in like a cute, fun way.
Yeah,
I'd have to say it wasn't annoying. It was cute. Like,
yeah, she's just like
she was
I'm
doing her.
Gonna,
yeah,
and she's like, go. "Jane, when are you gonna meet up with Charles? I saw you guys sitting and talking at the wedding the whole time, and he was like being so nice to your son. And you know, are you gonna go to the mansion?" And she's like, "What is he texting you? Read me the text. I'll tell you what to say back." You know.
And she's like, "Oh my God, he's inviting me over for like this day long party." And she's like, "Take an Uber." The mom's like, "Take an Uber."
Yeah. "Do not drive yourself. Show up. You know, just
he'll drive you home.
He'll drive you home and then you can have that sexy home drive." And you're like, "Jack Hay." But she's not wrong.
She's not wrong.
No.
Wait, did she write a book? Someone wrote
she
a
did.
Book.
The mom wrote a like a love book.
Like oh, a love
get,
book? Like
get that man book.
Get that dude.
Yeah. And all the sisters are like laughing because her mom gave all this advice, but they're all single. Like, "Mom, your book is whack."
Your
okay.
book is whack.
No, so... No. They go horseback riding, and what I like here is that Jane's like, "Black people do not do this. This is some white people shit. What are we doing?"
And they actually say that.
They said it?
They 100%
yes.
say it. I wouldn't say it if it was not in the movie for this
okay,
thing
cool.
right here. That's I mean, I
like,
do make up a lot of shit on this podcast.
This is some white people shit.
But they're like, "This is some white people shit."
And
Black
I mean,
people
like,
don't ride horses.
They're at a thing that looks like the White House.
Yeah, they're at like a plantation mansion.
Yeah, like a plantation.
Mm-hmm. Like Tara.
God. Okay, yeah.
And they mention that, too.
They do mention Tara. actually, it's Pemberley Manor. Wouldn't you know?
Did they say that?
They did say
yeah, they
that.
Did,
what
yeah.
What a reference.
What is that Hallmark movie? The Pemberley Manor movie? Remember that one? So, anyways, there's so many stupid Hallmark movies about this.
And I've seen them all.
Yeah, me too, unfortunately.
Well, that's the name of the... Isn't that the...
Christmas at
it's
Pemberley
the name
Manor.
Of Darcy's house in the book.
In
yeah.
the book, yeah.
So, Jane hurts her ankle on the horse, of course. We don't
Except
see her on the horse.
Except she changed her clothes. Did you notice that? She was in a beautiful dress.
She needed to get comfortable after she hurt her ankle.
But she needed to... Oh, sorry. Oh, before
she, like,
she
fell
gets
off the
horse
or something. But we don't actually see anyone on the horse. Like, we do have one actor, like, holding the horse's, like, leash or whatever you call it.
Oh, they didn't have... They couldn't afford, like, actually them getting on a horse?
No, well...
Or they're actually, like...
And if I was,
like
the
no,
actor,
I'm
like, I'm not getting on that
I'm
horse.
I'm not getting on a fucking horse.
Are you kidding me? I'm a person of color. I'm not getting on a horse.
I like horseback riding.
I've been horseback riding, and let me tell you, it's not fun.
I
horseback rode on a beach in Costa Rica. Sounds
like
amazing.
It.
Like it was terrible.
Yeah,
I was like, this horse is going too fast.
I have to admit, I could never get to a canter. I couldn't go fast.
We were going fast because my sister-in-law and my brother's girlfriend, they are like really good at riding horses, and they were just like going. So then all the horses go. No, one's...
Boom, there
oh,
goes
you're
your
right.
theory.
One's Venezuelan. Okay. There you go.
We had two horses. When I had two horses.
And the room falls silent.
Right? It was like, oh, yes, of course you did. You fucking...
Oh, well, here we go. Here we go. Drew's the minority in this room.
Well, I did get kicked in the chest real hard by one of them.
You know my great-grandfather died that way?
I'm
glad you're alive.
I could see how
horses are dangerous, and actors do not want to deal with horses.
I was just a very young guy. And
except Mr. Darcy does. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, sexiest Darcy in the world.
So, okay. Drew, I'm glad you're fine.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Do you have a horse hoof on your chest?
I had a horse. I had a U bruise. I had a U bruise on my fucking, right on my diaphragm.
Oh,
I feel like I couldn't breathe for like a week after.
Oof.
Oh, I'm sure.
I can imagine.
So the ankle thing happens, and she calls Lizzie. Jane calls Lizzie. She's like, come get me. I'm embarrassed. This is so dumb. It turns out it's a party. Like, out of nowhere, it's a party. When
no, it was supposed to be a party.
I guess, but
Lizzie, they were trying to be alone on horseback.
Lizzie shows up in her, like, janky Honda Civic, and it, like, breakdowns as she's, like, pulling into the gate. It's like,
what?
Yeah, and she...
Wait, this is after the horse?
The horse.
So she goes to pick up her sister at the house, because no one else is going to go pick her up. And it's in that horrible car.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's, like, at Pemberley Manor.
And she's in, like, slippers.
Yeah, she's, like, severely underdressed. Everyone's, like, in, like, sleek gowns and suits.
Yeah.
And she's like, what the hell? And Darcy's, like, standing on a balcony. He's, like, looking real hot. He got, like, a really nice suit on. And him and Charles come down, and Lizzie and Jane are there, and they're like, you know what? Just stay the night. Just party and stay the night.
And
Your car's fit.
And Bingley's like, my sister has clothes you can wear.
Yes. So Rudy Huxtable, like, goes up and gets her a dress to wear, and Lizzie's like, where's the rest of the dress? This is really small dress.
Yeah.
Not something I would ever wear. But
she's smoking.
But she is.
She puts it on. It's like a little sexy red dress. She walks down, and it's like, oh, this is really nice. Really nice. But she, like, starts talking to Darcy more about politics and stuff. And
three whole school closings.
Yeah.
Prices going up in the
homes. She's pressing him on issues.
She's going hard.
And I quoted a line because I was like, okay, Lifetime, you get this in here. She says, I think we can, because Darcy's, like, saying that he doesn't need to have
a wife.
He doesn't need to have a wife or, like, state all his opinions right now. He can just run on his character as a person. You know what I mean? And she's like, I think we can all agree that character doesn't win election these days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because she even laughed out loud, and she was like, that's so 2008.
Yeah. She's like, okay. You know?
Yeah.
She's like talking some shade. Yeah. I'm like, okay. I like that.
Okay. I was like, I see you, Lifetime. I see what you're trying to do.
Yep. They really are. So Lydia, the sister who likes tattoos, she's the edgy sister.
Okay.
She goes to a party that's, like, so less bougie than this party. It's like they're playing poker. They're drinking beer out of the bottle.
They're smoking
cigars. Yeah,
exactly. And she meets.
Whenever you have smoke now it's like shady.
Yes.
And there's rappers.
Yeah. She meets Darcy's brother, who's a music producer. And he's like not really stuffy and not like into politics and
stuff. Adopted brother.
Right.
Oh, Wickham.
Yes. And they are like kind of hitting it off too.
It's been a while since I read.
The bad guy.
Is that?
He's
is
the one that runs guy? Off with like
Wickham?
The 16.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Wickham. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In the book.
That's what.
And this one, I think his name's like
I'm
Roger.
I'm like, okay, what's the? Because all I know is like
the book,
but it's vaguely. I haven't read it in a long time. But
I've never read it or seen any other adaptation. Okay.
Yeah.
So
shade.
All the Hallmark movies.
All the Hallmark movies. The next morning, Lizzie gets caught watching Darcy ride his horse. So she watches him. She's like watching him in the stable. She's like seeing him ride. She's like,
looking
at
those thigh muscles.
Yeah. He's got those tight pants on. She's like, ooh, he's looking good. And then
they got the britches in there.
And she like runs away. She like is running. And he's like, no, come back. He's on a horse. And he's like, gloop, 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 gloop. That's galloping noise. Gloop, 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 gloop. And he's like, hold up.
Wait, hold on. That's your galloping
noise? Gloop, gloop, gloop,
gloop. I'm going to, right now, just, here we go. Click, clap, click, clap. Click, clap.
Oh, that's
click,
good. What did I do? Gloop, gloop, gloop.
You're
gloop,
like, gloop, 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 gloop.
Yeah.
Click, clap, click, clap.
You can
click,
just do
clap.
It with your tongue.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Much better than what I did. But he's like, I'm going to get you on a horse one day, Lizzie. You're going to ride a horse. She's like, I certainly am not. And they walk off. They're like talking about like community and like, you know, just like growing up and like their lives. They're like connecting, but you know, things go south again because she like is like, wait, your politics are just not, you're not taking a stand for anything. You have to stand for something. Oh, you're a fool for anything.
Okay. Aaron Burr.
You know, they might just be too different. you know? Maybe they're not compatible. That's what I'm thinking.
Like, he totally triggered her with, like, a sentence. And she's just like, bah!
But as they're, like, fighting, Jack Hay shows up with all the other sisters.
In a minivan.
She's like, I'm here to get my daughters. Can I come in and look at everything while I'm here?
What a big house.
Yeah, see my new digs and where I'm going to be living when I retire. You know? But the Reverend and Jack Hay invite, like, a family friend over. Like, they have their Sunday dinners. So this guy, his name's Stevie. Okay. Who's Stevie in the real one?
Stevie?
Collins, Mr. Collins.
Oh.
Okay.
So he's, like, he's the Reverend wannabe.
Yeah, he, like, is, like...
he's the... Yeah, okay.
He's like, hey, Rev, when you retire, I'm going to take your spot. But I need a wife. You got five daughters. Can I have one?
Can I have one of those?
And I'm like, what the hell is going on?
And the mom's like, okay.
I know.
Yeah,
and
take your pick.
The, what is his name? Reginald whatever.
John. Reggie. Just Reggie.
Reggie,
you can
sure.
Just call him Reggie.
He's like, no, you can't.
You can call him diehard
he's
Reggie.
He's like, I don't want this to happen. This guy's such a goober.
That's weird.
You know?
Yeah.
But Jackie's like, yes. And she's like, who do you want? And he's like, Jane. She's like, oh, no, she's taken. She's got that pro golfer. Not going to happen. You could have Lizzie, though. And he's like, oh, I guess that's fine. Yeah, I'll take her.
Yeah, sure. She's the most like, beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life.
I hate this. So God. Darcy is like doing like a public speaking event or something.
Okay. Oh, it's like one of those outing with private funders that the politicians do.
Right.
They're like, hey, everyone, thank you for your money and vote for me, please.
Yes.
Thank
you. And we meet his aunt, Catherine. She's like the moderator for the event. Mm. And Lizzie shows up and she's like, excuse me, I have a question. What do you think about this policy? Healthcare, education, all the things. And Aunt Catherine's like, no questions. We're done. Everyone just like go get food and like hang out.
Just avoiding it.
Pretty
much. But he tried to answer and she was just like, nope, you're not getting in that rabbit hole.
So it's like a little cocktail hour and Stevie's there. Okay. He's trying to make the move on Lizzie. But Darcy comes over and he's like, I got her and I'm going to take her away. So she's like, thank you for saving me from that guy. He's so annoying. And they go outside on the terrace and they talk some more. And I guess it's supposed to be flirty, but I'm like not really feeling the flirty vibes here. Because they're just like fighting so much at this point that I'm like, I don't know if it's not like.
I didn't notice that only because I was too busy staring at his beautiful face.
Well, I mean, right. They're both attractive, but I'm like, I'm not getting like the subtext of like, I want to fuck this person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I can see that.
You know,
you were distracted because you wanted to fuck him and
don't tell my fiance that. I only have one hall pass and that is saved for James McAvoy.
Look, I'll tell you what.
Oh God, what a terrible choice.
I'll tell you what, as someone who is a fiance of someone else, I get it. No, if you want it, you're just like, I'm just going to watch this as I understand everyone wants to fuck each other in this thing. Totally. No, it's okay. I think it's okay.
Go for it.
You guys go for it. For me, it's a museum. Take one for the team. Here we go.
Yes. So later, after the flirty part, Lizzie goes to a barbecue or something. I don't know. It doesn't matter. And they're like at like a little like Shake Shack.
Totally. Yeah.
It's like a shake shack. For some reason. They're at a Shake Shack. Don't know why. But
Shake Shack.
Lizzie's there with her friend, the one from
Beast. Is that a famous restaurant?
Yeah. Shake Shack. It's like,
I don't know if they have it there,
but it looks like one.
You get the idea. You drink milkshakes, you eat fries, like Culver's. You drink a Coke.
Okay. Yeah. Like a Culver's.
Anyways, Stevie's there and he's like trying to like mack on Lizzie, but Lizzie's not having it. She leaves her friend, and then the friend and Stevie are eating their milkshake, drinking their milkshake and eating french fries, and they dip the french fries in the milkshake at the
same
time.
Made in heaven.
And they look at each other and like, we're in love now.
Sorry.
No one else dips french fries in milkshakes.
Wendy's?
Probably.
That's actually a great mix, yes.
And I've been to Wendy's and tried to do that thing you're talking about, it's not good anymore.
No,
the fries changed.
What?
The fries are too skinny now.
Burger King fries are my favorite right now.
Okay. Are they the crinkle fries?
No, they're not, but they have like a crisp and like a soft inside. Mm. White Castle has the crinkle fries.
I like crinkle fries. Those are my favorite fries. That's fine. If I had to pick. Anyways, so Jane, remember?
This episode is sponsored by Wendy's and Burger King and Taco Bell.
We wish. So Jane, the widow with the son, gets broken up with over text, which I was truly shocked because we haven't really seen them since they were like got together at the wedding. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? He doesn't want to do long distance because he has to go to Singapore to do his pro golfing thing. And he was,
but you did see Mr. Darcy talk to him, and then the text happens.
Right. That's important. Something else shocking. F you,
Bingley, for breaking up over text.
Yeah. No, not cool. Another shocking thing would be that Charlotte, the friend, and Stevie are now engaged.
Mind you, there's also time passing, because with each one of these scenes, they're like May, June, July.
You know, I missed those chyrons. I did not see that. So I'm like, what happened? Okay. And they're like, oh, 2 months. I'm like, 2 months? What? Like, I thought this was the next day. But Lizzie is like so pissed because she finds out from Jacque instead of her friend. Mm. And the friend's like, I didn't want to tell you because, you know, you think he's a dork, but I love him because we eat our fries the same.
It's true. She does say that.
She literally says, we eat our fries the same. And I'm like, that's it? She's like, he makes me laugh. He's funny. I'm like, okay.
And he's trying to take your daddy's job.
Okay, why didn't you say that first?
Right, she didn't.
That's like a huge...
The fries the same was the first on the list.
We eat our fries the same.
I mean, it's pretty high up there.
Oh, he makes me laugh kind of, I guess. I don't know.
He's kind of funny.
Sometimes he makes me giggle a little once in a while. But we will grossly dip our fries in chocolate shake mix.
Right.
Ugh.
So,
but why chocolate?
It's got to be chocolate. Got to be chocolate.
Got to be.
Aunt Catherine has everyone over for like a little dinner party. And Lizzie's there. And the friend's there. Stevie's there. Darcy's there. Hmm. And she's like, well, I don't know if it's her nephew or her son, Charles. The golfer guy. She's like, he dumped this dumb baby mama hoe because she is so annoying and I hate her and she's stupid.
Well, and she says that it was Darcy's idea. Like, my nephew is, because Darcy is her nephew, and she's like, he really looks out for people and he saved his friend from being with a baby mama.
Yeah. She calls Jane a baby mama and Lizzie's like, hi. Hello. You see me over here? That's my sister and I'm leaving and you all are garbage people.
And believe me, she let Darcy know that he messed up with her sister. She said sister maybe like 7 or 8 times in the same sentence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she's like, if you can do this to my sister, what are you going to do to me? Like, you're a terrible person.
I'm going to my junky car and getting out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's chasing her because she sent Cinderella left her sweater behind.
Yes. To add insult to injury, the historical, like, area that she's trying to save totally doesn't get saved. They're like, nope, we're demolishing everything.
And he like crazily goes over all of Atlanta, just like
looking for her the sweater.
Does this sweatshirt fit you? I mean, it's okay.
Lizzie's like down, you know, she's like upset. So
she has one project left, the theater that she went to as a kid to watch The Wiz.
You know,
The Wiz.
You're talking to a former Wiz right here.
Oh, yes, you were in The Wiz.
Okay,
the not all black cast of The Wiz.
Yes, with the Latina as the Wiz. I'm like,
it's true. Hey, you know, at least you were like one of the only POCs in that show.
Yeah, but I'm white passing. That still does not.
True. So problematic. It's so tough. But if you're doing a production of The Wiz, please cast black actors.
That's the
whole point of the other one's called The Wizard of Oz. If you want white people in it, do that one
instead. And it's pretty much
the same story. The same thing. Anyways, I digress. That was a long time ago, but
I still remember it.
Yes, like it was yesterday. So Lizzie actually has a couple nice scenes with Jacque and the Rev, and they like basically tell her like, you know, like you're feeling a certain way. But, like, you know, look at all the facts and, like, understand that love doesn't have to be, like, a linear path or whatever. Right?
Which was quite nice. It gave heart to a woman where, like, you usually never see Mrs. Bennet as actually, like, having sense.
Right.
And she just is like, you know, things are not the way they seem. And our love story is not a fairy tale.
Yeah. And, like,
sure.
Because okay. And they both the parents like talk about their relationship and how like they had trials and had to overcome obstacles, and they are better for it as a couple because they mm-hmm. worked through all these things, which was nice.
Okay.
It was a nice that's thing. Real. That's and it was like shit. Well acted. Okay. Good yeah, stuff.
I get it.
So Lizzie, for some reason, is inspired to save the theater by getting kids to come sing at the theater, you know, as you do in any Hallmark movie.
Right. Funders love kids.
Yes. So she stages the kids on stage while Darcy's doing a tour through the building.
So she does a Hallmark
thing.
He
sees the kids and he's like moved by that. And then Antoine, the developer, is like, this is like, you promised that you were going to tear down this theater. How can you go back on this? To Mr. Darcy.
He's like, I know you want to get in her pants in front of the kids.
Yeah.
He actually says that.
Oh, no.
Yes. And they're like fighting. And Lizzie's like, uh-oh, my plan's not going as I wanted. And then she gets a call and they're like, your sister's pregnant, come back. And she's like, come back where? They're like, to the house. And then and then she runs out. She
where do you think
she come doesn't hear the rest of the argument, you know, she doesn't so it yeah. leaves on like a cliffhanger where she thinks like Darcy might back down, or you know,
right.
So she goes, Lydia's pregnant, the cool sister that likes tattoos, so she gets pregnant by the guy, the brother, stepbrother,
Wickham.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. all the sisters gather around, and they, and maybe Mary was there too. I don't remember. She was probably reading a book in the corner.
The burn book.
Right, yes. So they're like,
this
fish
got pricked.
Do you love him? Like, what's going on? She's like, yeah, no. He's kind of like a himbo. And
his business is bankrupt.
Yeah, he's like, we've just been like, kind of like
fooling around.
Yeah,
we've just been fucking.
And they're like, well, you know, have you ever thought about being in a relationship with him? Like, you're going to have a baby. You don't want to be a single mom, so.
You don't want to be a, like, they kind of said, like, you don't want to be that, like, cliche of a single mom. Mm-hmm. Except she was like, I don't want to be the cliche of getting married just because I have a baby.
Right.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Good
but
one.
She,
right? That's a good fucking yes, argument. Yes. I'd be like, yeah, but fuck off.
But there I'd might be something be the, there, so she's yeah. going to give it a chance. That's yep. kind of how she leaves it. She's like, I'll see.
They like sold her hard, and she was just like,
everyone,
maybe.
Even Jack K came in and was mm-hmm. like, come on. She's like, I'll think about it. So now we get all the boys. So there's George, the guy who knocked up Lydia, Darcy, and Charles. They all get together. They're talking about the girls. They're like, oh,
in a club.
Yeah, they're in a club, and they're all like, oh, we all like these girls. What should we do? They're like, oh, we're going to go to the house, the Bennett household. We're going to take our turn. So George comes first and he's like, Lydia, will you marry me? And she's like, no.
No, dude.
You got to earn.
No, dude.
You got to earn this. You got to impress me. I'm not
like, that's not even making it up. She actually says, you have to earn me. Like, yes, girl. Yes. Yeah.
She actually says, you have to earn these goodies.
Yes.
And I'm like, perfect. Good. Wonderful. That's like a well-written character. It's like within the character to say that. Mm-hmm. It sounds ridiculous when I say it, but when she said it, I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know.
It passes when you said it. If I were to say it.
It sounds great when
you
say it.
You have to earn all these goodies.
Oh, you have to earn all these goodies.
Okay, you're right. I said it best. I'm just that good of an actor. So Charles then comes next, and he apologizes to Jane. He's like, I, you know, was nervous, and like, I always like do this like with relationships.
I don't treat women right all the time.
Yeah.
I'm a sexual predator sometimes.
Yeah.
But just. It
Darcy just told me to like, if I really like you, then I need to really like you. And if I don't,
you're
leave
different.
You alone.
You know, you're different. Like,
yes.
I'm a sexual predator, but like I've changed because of you.
And
no.
As he's saying all this, he's like, I made a mistake. Everyone in the family is like sitting around them watching it happen.
Yes.
Just so you can picture it. So, everyone is
and Lizzie
watching.
And Mrs. Bennett are like behind windows.
A council of elders.
Yeah, they're all watching. Shit, yeah. And he proposes and they're engaged. It's great. Okay, fine. Moving on. Darcy's turn. He shows up and him and Lizzie go outside on the porch. They're not going to be watched by everyone. And they talk about the theater. He's like, I bought the theater from Antoine, and I have donated to the Historical Association. And,
that you work at?
Yes. And she's like so impressed that they almost kiss, but Jack Hay interrupts them. And I'm like, dude.
Thank God.
Your whole movie, like, what is that called? Like, goal? like your character goal is like get your daughters like, you know,
married
off, and you interrupt it.
She taco blocked. She totally taco blocked.
Have some perception on what's going on. If two adults are talking on the porch, do not go
out
there.
Read the fucking room, lady.
Yeah. So that was when I was like, WTF, Jackie. Jackie. That's what my notes say. Aunt Catherine shows up at Lizzie and like, I don't know how
where do they live?
It was so weird. Like, this is really weird. So Lizzie is like in her pajamas, like has like a little sleepy mask on. Like she just got out of bed. But then Aunt Catherine is like just in her kitchen, like Lizzie's pouring coffee. She's like,
she opened the door.
Whatever the point is that I'm saying, it was so weird. So did I. I think she did. Okay. But
except they have a new fridge.
Right. It was strange.
It was strange.
Aunt Catherine is just like, you will not be with my nephew or whoever the fuck Will Darcy
is. You will ruin his career. Yeah. No.
I guess nephew because she's an Aunt Catherine. She's like, yeah, you'll ruin everything. And like, if you date him, I will come after your family and I will ruin your father Reverend's career. And Liz is like, is that a threat? And Aunt Catherine's like, you bet your ass it is.
She said, I don't threat.
Oh, I don't threat.
I promise.
I deliver.
It's I deliver. Yeah, sure.
Something like that. Okay, great. And
she has the worst wig ever.
Yeah, I don't know who that actress is, but I did not really like Aunt Catherine. Maybe she's doing a good job acting as an unlikable person.
So there's just like a...
It was
a lot of drama. So it was Empire right now.
It was stupid drama because, Empire. You know, it doesn't matter because Lizzie tells her parents and her parents call Aunt Catherine and tell her to, like, shut the fuck up and it's over, you know? So Darcy apologizes to Lizzie about his aunt. He's like...
In his beautiful pants.
Yes. And...
Don't forget his beautiful pants.
He's like...
She's got a great butt.
Yeah. He looks good.
Oh, I bet.
She's like...
Oh, I bet.
He's like, she inspires him. And, you know, he loves her. She says she loves him. They kiss. The camera pans out. And I'm like, we're done. No. We flashed to April. I saw this, Chiron. I was like, oh, we're in April. Okay. I don't know what any of the other months were. But it's a double wedding. Charles and Jane and Darcy and Lizzie have a double wedding. And then Jackie finishes with like a voiceover. She's like, everything's great. I have three more daughters to go. Gotta get married. Or
a
three
double
down,
wedding?
Three, mm-hmm. three daughters down,
at
two to go.
At one time?
Mm-hmm. Double wedding.
But the Reverend wasn't their dad.
The Reverend was not their dad. And also the wedding was done on the cheap. It was like they put like a couple chairs. They like had to do that like last minute.
I know those weren't satin banners.
Yeah, and I've never seen a double wedding. Does that happen in the book?
It does. Okay, a lot of times in Jane Austen.
Got it. Great. Well, then fine. A double wedding.
Consolidate weddings, you know? Less money.
Makes sense.
Next.
All right. Next. Two more daughters.
Here we go. Next wedding, please. Yeah, you guys want to marry? You're married. Okay. Yes. Great. Next wedding.
So I think that wraps up our conversation about Pride and Prejudice, Atlanta.
What?
So, Sarah... What do you think? Are you going to pour it up or put a cork in it?
I'm totally going to pour it up, and I will tell you exactly why. All right? So I was very famous. I'm still very famous for arguing my point. I had to read Pride and Prejudice in high school as well, and my teacher, I remember you, Ms. Sirkovich, told me that one character was proud and the other character was prejudiced.
What?
And my argument... Oh. was that both characters were both proud and both prejudiced. And this movie proved my point. They called Lizzie both proud and prejudiced through the movie. Thank you very much. I need a degree now.
Good job.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it was actually also really well acted.
Yes, it was.
I'm going to pour it up. You guys explained it to me.
You're touched.
I feel like I have a frog.
You're so touched.
Oh, my gosh. No, you're crying.
No, I had a frog. Sorry. I had a frog in my voice.
The listeners don't know. Tears are streaming down your face.
I just can't say,
It's the double wedding.
It's the double wedding is so what beautiful. I love so much.
I couldn't even focus on their dresses because I was too shocked about the double wedding. I couldn't tell you what
you
they
imagine?
Were.
Imagine.
Continue.
You failed, Pat.
Yes,
But yeah, I'm pouring it up. I don't know. You guys explained it real well to me.
Wonderful.
I'm pouring it up because of that.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
I am also pouring it up because finally I know what Pride and Prejudice is about. I'm so happy that Lifetime could give me this gift.
Yeah.
The book to screen really helped me, really saved me. I wish I had this in high school when we read Pride and Prejudice.
This is actually a very good adaptation.
Yeah.
So
I feel like it is. Yeah.
Tip to all you moms out there who listen, and I don't know if we have high school listeners, but moms, show this movie to your high schoolers. They're not going to read the book anyway, so just show them this.
But they should. It is very funny and sassy. The book is very fucking funny.
Which made the adaptation way more accurate
British.
Too.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like it's very sassy British.
I love the sass in this movie, and I think the sass in Black culture is pretty similar to the sass in British culture.
Yep. Boom, boom, boom.
You know, in a different way, but like same sense of humor. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see what you mean. I can see what you mean.
I cannot attest to that.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know I'm not a Black person, but.
Right.
But yeah.
That's true.
It's just, I like the sass. There's a little, each culture
You could tell
has
they were having fun
sass.
With it too. Exactly. So it felt real. Like they were actually just saying their own words rather than having a crappy ass script.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah. A lot of improv. And I like the focus on the family. Because Lifetime actually is, I always say this, Lifetime's really good about focusing on those family dynamics and like making them more real than like a Hallmark. It's like the perfect version of a family.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not the ideal. It's just like what is perceived as the
ideal. Yeah.
And then it comes off.
They had junky cars. They
just funny shit.
Yeah.
I could totally relate to that, Lizzie.
Yes. Yep. Very relatable.
That's great.
Great. Support up all around. Before we go, we have our favorite segments of this week and every week, except for Candace. Not her favorite. You say Candace Cameron Bure.
We all danced.
Yes, we sure did.
We did.
Just the
segment where we watch Candace's Instagram and we talk about it. I have a very specific clip that I want to play while Carranza's here because it's like really fun. I want to make sure this is the right one. I can't remember. I'm going to play it. If it's not, I'm going to play another one. And
that's fine.
Oh my gosh, double dose of Candace.
I'm pretty sure this is the one if I'm remembering
correctly.
Let me
put my glasses on. Like,
either way.
You don't even need your glasses because what she says will blow your mind. Here we go.
On my lunch break halfway through our last day, I was going to answer a question I get asked so often from many of you asking me how do I audition for a Hallmark movie? Well, the answer is pretty easy. If you're not a professional actor, you won't be able to, because everyone is a professional actor that's in a Hallmark movie if they have speaking lines. However, to be a background actor, meaning you are in the background, they're the extra people that fill scenes like a big party or the Christmas tree lighting, something like that, there are agencies that you can sign up with. I don't know what they are in your area, but you could do a Google search and you can sign up with a background casting agency, and that's how you could be in a Hallmark movie. But speaking parts are for professional actors only.
We all know she doesn't audition. Isn't like, what are you giving advice
that
for?
Amazing.
Holy shit.
She's like, oh, all you aspiring actors out there, I have some really good advice. Be a fucking professional.
Be a fucking...
And if you're not, get in the background.
Get in the background.
Be a background actor. She didn't even say extra. She didn't even use the right lingo.
The lingo was like, be an extra.
Be an extra. Everyone knows that in the industry. I'm like, Candace, this advice... I was like, oh...
Like, really? Agency? That's how you're telling someone to get an agent? Just go to the agencies.
Google search agent... And
she said, like, background agent, background actor agents. Like, no, you said it wrong. An extra.
An extra.
It's called an extra.
And you don't need an agent to be an extra.
No, you don't.
You just send in a picture and show them you're a dumb person,
but this is why dumb people spend, like, thousands of dollars to get their kids in front of agents when you should know you don't need to pay to audition.
Yeah, like, you don't pay to audition ever. But yeah, I was like hoping she would give some like actual advice, because if it's a question she gets a lot, you know, that would be nice. But she shades
she
the
is
shit
so out of shady. Fucking. She's so no. She is so out of fucking out of
reality.
Like she's like, I just like, I mean, unless you're already famous, I don't really know how you like do
be
it.
A
but like, if you want to be in a thing, and
just be professional. Start when you're three.
I mean, because she never had to go through that. I mean, she did when she was a child.
No,
but
she
it was her
know.
Parents probably
what,
doing
she
it.
She doesn't know.
And
she
her brother did it before she did.
You know what? I highly doubt she had to go through that process because of her brother.
Right. So, and she was an adorable child. So they're like, oh my God, this adorable child, get her on a show.
Yeah.
This you know? Adorable white
immediately.
Child.
True. Do it immediately.
That's true. Because I was also an adorable child.
She is
and
so out of fucking tune. She's so out of tune with reality.
I know. But
it does make for good, what do you say, Candace
yes.
Cameron Bure.
She just, I just love the setup and then the fucking smack in the face. Yeah,
oh my God. Like, here's some advice for
I
you.
I want to help you actors. Be professional.
Get
be a professional
to the back.
Actor.
Already be an actor. Or
great
what
advice.
Else you could do is, I don't know the term, be the background.
Be in the background.
There's oh, background Jesus. Agents. You can get a background
that's
agent.
That's right. That's
it's like,
right.
No, there's no background agent. You just, hey, I'm,
oh,
hey,
boy.
I'm
cool. All right. I think that wraps up this episode. Sarah, do you have anything to plug in the pluggy time of the podcast?
Of course. I work with the Chicago Latino Theater Alliance.
Yeah.
Well, what? We do an annual international festival, which will be back this September.
Nice.
And run until October 31st. I
cool.
couldn't remember. Oh, wait. Our kickoff is the 15th, which means our thing is on the 16th. There you go. I did it.
I saw two of those shows last
year. I bumped
year,
into
and they
you
were
there.
Fucking great.
Yeah.
You went to Musa's about Frida Kahlo and whatnot.
Yep. And then.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
I remember that.
One. I can't remember the other one. But I.
Thank
but
you
I
for
did watch
your
it. I went
patronage.
Yes.
And
yes.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
There
well,
I am.
Maybe I'll be back on before then.
Sure, I would love to.
Christmas starts at Halloween, so, you know.
Yeah, we
hey.
Start recording.
I am getting
shit
married
early.
November 1st, though. Sorry for those who aren't invited.
Oh, yeah, we're doing like an abbreviated wedding thing because Drew is also getting married. So
what?
So we'll get you you on before November.
Okay, oh, yeah. Great.
And we'll sure. Maybe we'll get together and like we'll talk wedding stuff and we'll like just like drink wine and watch a Hallmark movie together.
Yes, and just remember, I'm also the associate artistic director at Cuckoo's Theater that has
oh,
a building.
Yes.
Hint, hint,
for a live
ooh.
Show. If you want to see a live show in Chicago,
let us know.
Let
like
us know.
We
we'll
do,
do
it.
It.
We will absolutely do it.
We
just
have the resources.
We just don't know if there's like there'd
yeah.
be enough people.
I have no idea. I'll do a poll on Instagram and see. Would you come to a live
yeah,
show?
Yeah, would you come to a live
in
show?
In Chicago.
In Chicago. We're not going to
we're
like,
not touring.
No. No. No.
And we're not paying for your flight.
But if we do yeah. tour, we'd go to Australia because we have good ratings there.
We have
do you really?
Great ratings in Australia and New Zealand.
So, oh, look at so that. There you go.
We have Minimus. We have at least 10 people in New Zealand that listen to us.
Thank you, 10 people in
worth it. That's
New
worth
Zealand.
It.
I would go to New Zealand. That'd be worth it.
We love Kiwis.
Oh,
yeah.
I
would
Kiwis.
Do a 10-person show in New Zealand.
Absolutely, I would.
In Chicago, absolutely not. Chicago,
no.
I need like 100 people.
No,
there.
We need.
Sorry.
At least
I know we can do this.
Minimum.
Yeah.
100
all right.
Minimum.
That sounds fun. That sounds like a nice goal. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh wait. Drew, you have to plug your things too. I'm sorry.
I just have a band. We're the Limbos. We're on Spotify. Just check us out. We got a new EP out. So yeah,
very cool. All. Very cool. I teased a thing at the top of the episode.
That's right.
So I'm working on a film with Generation Latinx.
That's right.
And
you are.
I don't
get
know.
It.
It's untitled. And I don't know when it's coming out, but we're wrapping filming next
ooh.
Week as of recording
ooh.
This. So we finished all our principal footage and we will be moving on towards our like pickups. So it's gonna come out at some point at festivals and stuff.
Yeah, you
and
like
we'll
actual film festivals?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So
this isn't part of like your sketches?
No. This is like a feature length film done with all Latin writers, all Latin directors, actors. Totally all Latinx
yeah.
Representation.
Yes, representation. So it's really fun. We'll see. I had a lot of fun filming it. My
so
skin
if you
looks fabulous.
See, if you want to see
I could tell from the
his beautiful
my pictures.
Face.
Mm-hmm. I acted through my Botox, which has worn off now. I can't wait to get it redone. But yes.
Yeah.
Check it out. I'll keep you posted on when that's
I'm excited. I've only seen like a few like pictures that you put.
Yeah, it's on my
Instagram.
I'll
be there. I will wear like a Lizzie Bennett dress that's too tight.
Nice. Just can't wait.
Can't wait. The same thing.
Yes. We're going to match.
Yeah, we're going to be in a dress that's too tight.
I think that wraps up our episode. Thank you both for being here. And thank you, listeners, for checking back in with Lifetime Uncorked. We watch these movies so you don't have to, but if you do, we'd love to hear from you. You can follow me at Patrick Miguel or the podcast at Lifetime Uncorked. Okay, I think that's it. Bye.
Bye.